At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Just nonsense off air that it's amusing us. This man amuses us and he informs us. He's our guy, Tom Hauser, Channel 5. You want to tell everybody what number popped up and what number pops up now when we call people? Right here, WCC Radio, Nerve Center, heart of downtown Minneapolis.
I almost didn't pick it up because I did not expect a call from Henning, Minnesota. I don't know that I could find that on a map. I would have to look.
Last week, what was it, Dave? It was like Gary Zeminski or something like that?
Yeah, it was a different last
name. Great. He's out in the mornings, right, with Vanita?
Yeah, exactly. When you're unavailable, it's Vanita and Gary Zeminski right here on Real Radio. You know, I mean, we're at WCC Radio, and it pops up a 218 area code, and very often we have to call a guest like four times before they'll answer the phone. It's always unique. It is always unique. Okay, let's.
Well, I'm so easy. I'll take phone calls from anyone. I actually picked up.
It's like the president.
Yeah. You are like Donald Trump. Really, Donald Trump just, hey, we're in a cabinet meeting. Here's some number. You know, honestly, it's right now up to like 2 million people who have Trump's number. I'm kind of disappointed the three of us don't have it.
I know, but could you imagine if we did? We could call him anytime, and there's at least a 50-50 chance he would pick up.
There is, and he just would be spewing Obama, Biden, Russian hoax, no inflation. Exactly. Country's hot, you know, all sorts of stuff. We might touch on the president in the end, but let's get to the Nicole Mitchell trial, which I know you're following today. This is the state senator. This happened in April of 2024, where she drove from Woodbury to Detroit Lakes, and it sure looks like broke into a home. Okay, I mean, her attorney today is saying, well, she either broke into a home or she was checking on her stepmother. She has said that she was going up there to get the belongings of her father and that there were family conflicts and that Alzheimer was involved. But, of course, she did this dressed in all black. This is the middle of the night, not when most of us might check on someone. Silly me, I might check on them at 10 11 in the day, but this is a part of, here's the audio, a video that was played when the officers are having an interrogation, a conversation with Nicole Mitchell, and late in it, the stepmother who owns the home chimes in. Give a listen, Tom.
I have never done anything like this. You're going to find it out. I'm a military commander, for God's sakes.
Okay.
She's got severe Alzheimer, and there were just a couple things in my dad's. I want her to come back because when everyone tried to help her right after the funeral,
she's trying to get money.
Yeah, that's the stepmother. She's trying to get money. I know you're on this today, and you've been on it all along with the implications because there's such a narrow margin in the Senate. She is a Democrat. Republicans to the surprise of no one, and if it was vice versa, the Democrats would have done the exact same, saying she's not living up to the standard, she should be out. Democrats took her off some committees, but she still was a state senator. What's your view on what you've had a chance to see so far today?
Well, there's a lot going on here. Let's start with what I heard in court today. The really interesting part of the defense is her attorney says the state has to prove she intended to commit a crime once she was inside the house. They're claiming just the mere fact she was in the house is not enough. They have to prove that she planned to commit a crime.
Okay. Good luck on that one. I mean, hold on a second. So I'm pretty sure I know where you live. I'm going to show up tonight at 4:13 a.m. I'm just going to watch a little TV. I'm just going to hang out. And then I'm going to take things and I'm going to say, prove that I'm here to take things.
Well, and that's what the prosecution plans to try to prove. In their opening statement, they said the defendant entered the stepmother's home with the intent to steal. And she does tell the officers she was after her dad's ashes, a flannel shirt, some other mementos of her dad that she said her stepmother would not give to her. Now, keep in mind, the courts awarded her dad's entire estate to the stepmother. So none of these things belonged to Nicole Mitchell. So if she was after those things without the stepmother's permission, then that would be an intent to steal.
Yep.
Now, she claims, and this is also going to be part of the defense, is that she was checking on a paranoid stepmother who has Alzheimer's. And they were concerned about her. She's been getting lost on her way to doctor's appointments. And she said she was checking on essentially a paranoid loved one while also trying to get some of her dad's things. Now, you heard on the tape there, that is the body cam video from one of the officers who responded. And you can hear Carol Mitchell, the stepmother, say she just wants money. And so that is going to be at the crux of what is here. I don't know that she was looking for money per se in the burglary, but certainly looking for mementos, belongings of her father's, and her defense attorney said as much in court.
We can all see this. We may have been a part of it. When a loved one passes away, and you're trying, if it's not spelled out specifically in a will, and you're trying to get what you believe is yours, and if someone is pushing back, and if there's a health issue, it can be complex. I get it. But where I just don't see how it's going to pass the believability test with the jurors, I know they have a total of 15, if necessary, 10 men, 5 women, that of all the times to do it, Tom, it is in the middle of the night, you're dressed in black, and you're sneaking in the place. You know, if you're going to check on someone and you're having these battles, you could go to the authorities, you could go during the day. I just don't see how they're going to convince. I mean, we had Paul Applebaum on yesterday, outstanding defense attorney. He thought they were in an incredibly difficult position. He was shocked that they didn't come up with that they didn't resolve this before a plea deal for a lesser charge, because one of these charges is a felony. I just think it's going to be hard to convince citizens, Tom, that, yeah, you were just getting the things that belong to you and checking on somebody, and you did it in the middle of the night.
Well, and especially because of some of the physical evidence. There is the time factor. She left Woodbury, they said in court today, at 1 a.m., got to Detroit Lakes around 4:30 or so, and then that's when this all transpired. When Carol Mitchell heard the noise, called police, kept them on the phone, she armed herself with a steak knife to, defend herself. Mm-hmm. If she thought it was a man she had stepped on. I mean, imagine this. You're in bed,
yeah,
and you know you're home alone, and you get out of bed and you step on a person.
During my single days, Tom, that happened frequently. I don't really like to talk about it, but, you know.
I don't. Those were some parties. I know. I don't care if you're a 73-year-old woman,
yeah,
or a 30-year-old guy.
Yeah.
That is a little alarm. Okay, it's a lot alarming.
A lot alarming, yeah.
To step out of your bed and step on a person who then bolts out of your room. And again, Nicole Mitchell claiming she was just there to check on her well-being. And after she was read her rights, the officer, and you hear all of this on the body cam, starts asking her questions. After she's been read her rights, she knows she doesn't have to say anything. And she says a lot. I mean, including, I know I did something bad. In fact, those were like the first words out of the prosecutor's mouth today in his opening argument. And then he said, she asked, well, what am I going to be charged with? And he said, well, probably burglary. And then he said, you're certainly dressed for it. Or you're, I quote here, you're definitely dressed for it. She was in all black with a black hat, a flashlight with a sock over it to mute the light. Just a lot of things that you just don't do if you're just there to check on someone's well-being.
A texter is asking a question that's been raised before. If she's facing a felony charge, which she is, why is she out? And as a contrast, Justin Eichhorn is not out.
Well, I think Justin Eichhorn resigned. She has declined to resign. I remember Eichhorn resigned before he could be expelled.
Right. So it's twofold, not only out of the Senate, but why, you know, if it's a felony, should she have been in jail the entire time? Because is Justin Eichhorn still in jail at this time?
No, he's been out for quite some time.
That's what I was wondering. I thought that was correct. Yeah.
No, and it all depends upon the severity of the crime. Let's put
It's grotesque what
P. Diddy at one, Sean Combs at one end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And then Nicole Mitchell at the other end. So no, she's been out. She's been sitting in the Senate, you know, doing. Yeah.
But he's been out too, though. That's
yes, but he has resigned from the Senate.
Yep.
She is still in the Senate. And remember, even if she's convicted of a felony, she is not automatically out of the Senate. Her fellow senators would still have to take a vote to expel her. Now, in the old days, let's say 10 years ago, that might have been automatic. But now you've got President Trump in the Oval Office, despite
minor point
being convicted on felony charges. And all the people that he has pardoned, and I still don't know how that all factors in to her case, whether some of her colleagues might decide, well, maybe we just do a lesser penalty for her or whatever. But that'll be interesting. But we're not quite there yet because she hasn't been convicted. Obviously, if she's exonerated, then she just has to face the voters next year in 2026.
Yeah, and I could win the British Open later this week, too. All possibilities. It's not a really good possibility for me winning the Open right now. I'm not in it. I'm not at Portrush, but
it does make it more difficult to win if you're not actually in the field.
Yes, that is correct. All right, let's pause with R.A. Hauser. Tom, with more follow-up on Governor Walz and the $430,000 in legal fees, which we're paying for, when the governor was appearing in front of a congressional committee on immigration, and of course, like every congressional committee hearing, it was grandstanding, it was screaming, it was yelling, it was raising money, but we're on the hook for $430,000. And we talked about that last week, Tom, with more of the invoices and more reaction to it. Our guy Hauser, back with us in moments on CCO.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It is a Twins Ticket Tuesday.
Yep.
All-Star game tonight. But the Twins are going to come back. Next game for Twins Ticket Tuesday. Don't call now. Don't call now. You'll know when to call. Friday, July 25th, the Twins take on the red-hot Washington Nationals.
That'll also be the day of the first ever post-game laser show.
Yeah, pew, 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 pew. I'm seeing this. Pew, pew, pew. Can the three of us name a single Washington National? I'll go first. No.
From 10 years ago, Steven Strasburg.
Yeah, no, doesn't count. I can give you Bryce Harper.
Yeah, 10 years ago, Bryce.
I can give you Max Scherzer. Mm-hmm. I got some names. Rendon. I got right now. I think the three of us are 0-3. Is that fair?
I think that's a fair assumption. Yeah.
Yes, I know they just fired their general manager, which is probably why we can't identify anyone because they're not very good. Okay, so last week the news breaks that when the governor appeared in front of a congressional hearing on immigration, along with the New York governor, the governor of Illinois, that we were on the hook for a $430,000 legal bill, which a lot of us was like, whoa. And then you saw that a lot of other folks who have appeared in front of committees in mayor positions, gubernatorial positions, that they also racked up enormous legal fees. Doesn't make individuals less angry, potentially. It still is fodder for the Republicans in the state, but you looked at the invoices, looked at some of the details in good reporting, which is available right now, KSTP.com. What stood out most to you, Tom, about the details you saw?
Well, what stood out most is why didn't I go to law school?
That was correct. The first thing. Yes, then, exactly. I think that's pretty much what I said last week. Why am I doing this? I mean, come on. Habeas corpus this. I object. Don't answer
whereas,
that.
Therefore, I could have done all that.
Exactly.
When I look at how the ball got rolling on this, the governor received a letter along with other governors, the three that were called to testify, before the House Oversight Committee. That was on April 10th. On that same day, this law firm, K&L Gates out of D.C., was retained. The first thing they did was analyze this, I think it was a three-page letter to the governor. That was $70. Took 10 minutes. And then another 10 minutes, confer with somebody regarding House letter to governor. That was another $70. Confer with three other people regarding House letter to the governor. That was $280 because that took 40 minutes. And then this just goes on and on. The first day alone, it was like $1,400. And then it just grew from there. 2 weeks later, research, gubernatorial congressional testimony, $1,080. On April 25th, analyze instances where congressional committees subpoena state executives, $1,710. I could go on and read for the rest of your show
right.
These things. And it's just, it's stunning. And I do understand Governor Walz is not the only one who has done this. In fact, the mayor of Boston racked up $650,000. The mayor of Denver, $250,000. J.B. Pritzker from Illinois also paid a law firm, but he paid for it out of his own pocket.
He did. He's also very, very wealthy.
But it raises the question, and it's a legitimate question. Governor Walz has been governor now for nearly 8 years. He served 12 years in Congress. He knows how these hearings work. They had some of these line items where they were researching the Minnesota state budget. How do these people know more about the Minnesota state budget than the governor? And I don't know if at some point members of his staff don't know when they make a phone call to the lawyer that they're on the clock. I mean, the moment they pick up that phone, hello, this is Samantha. You know, 10 minutes later, you know, you're $150 into adding to the bill. And this went on for $430,000 over the course of a little over 2 months.
Well, I made that point. I'll just reveal more of my personal life. Divorced attorney. I became good friends. My attorney, Dick Goff, who since has passed away, and I miss him. I mean, we became good friends. And cases done. His offices were just down here. And one time I came over just to say hi. How's everybody doing? And I got a bill. And I walked back in after work and I said, hang on a second. I'm not on the clock here when I'm just saying hi. So I walked into the person who's in charge of the, and I tore it up and I said, you may have seen me walk in. There was no legal conversation. We all became friends. So no. So apparently maybe the Walls office also thought, hey, we're kind of friends. You want to talk? No, it doesn't work that way. Okay. So you quote an individual we've had on the show before, Harry Nisko, who's very, very upset, you know, that the attorney general could help, his attorneys could help. Is this one of these situations where if the shoe was reversed and this was Jeff Johnson, this was Scott Jensen, this was Matt Burke, whoever, you know, Kendall Qualls, do we think the Republicans would have done the exact same thing if the Democrats were in charge? And it was going to be a lot of yelling and screaming because Pete Stauber was extraordinarily upset when it involved what Governor Walz said about his military service and his rank, and then related to his wife. It was very confrontational. But is it fairly likely that a Republican governor would have done the same thing, or can we just think that, but we can't prove that?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I ran that scenario by the governor's office, and they said, well, Democrats don't generally try to waste the time of governors and call them before these committees just so they can harangue and criticize and grandstand.
Okay.
But I don't know that there's 100% truth to that, but currently Republicans have all the levers of power in Washington. That is, I was in this hearing. I was sitting 10 feet behind Governor Walz and Governor Pritzker and Governor Hochul. And during the 5 minutes Tom Emmer had to talk to Governor Walz, Governor Walz spoke for 19 seconds.
Yeah.
The rest of it was 4 minutes and 41.
It's embarrassing.
Of Tom Emmer going after him. And Tom Emmer wasn't the only one.
No.
Many of these Republicans did the same thing. And then they went off into transgender bathroom use.
Yeah.
This whole thing was supposed to be about sanctuary state or sanctuary city policies and about immigration, and it veered off into every single complaint they had about Governor Walz. So from that standpoint, I can understand why he wanted to be prepared, but it's hard to know why your own lawyers, your own people you have here, and the attorney general. One item I'm looking at here for $315, it was analyze and summarize guidance from Attorney General Ellison regarding immigration enforcement.
Yeah.
Why don't you just have Attorney General Ellison summarize the guidance? That costs $315.
Minor point. Yeah, I mean, yes.
And, you know, but this goes on and on. And so I don't know if Republicans would have done it. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on that if Democrats take back the House next year and they have hearings like this. But right now, I don't know that whataboutism passes muster here.
Yeah,
What about the mayor of Boston? What about the mayor of Denver? What about, you know, the governor?
It's way
here?
Too much money. It just is.
It's a lot of money for something that probably, I mean, Governor Walz is one of the most now experienced politicians. He ran for Congress initially as an outsider. He is now very much an insider.
Correct.
He could have handled most of this without any of this guidance, I believe.
I agree 1,000%. Thank you, my friend. I'll see you at nighttime law school later tonight.
Absolutely. Never too late to go back to law school.
Thank you. Tom, we'll be all over on Channel 5, the Nicole Mitchell trial. Our friend Susie's here. Little relationship talk with Susan K. Jones when we return on CZO.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.